She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. Well, joining us now is the fantastic Carol Ault. We were going to talk on Valentine's Day, but there was a little snafu with the phones. You know how technology is great, but can also be tricky. But she is here now. So happy belated Valentine's Day, Carol.
And to you, too. Thank you. Yeah, it was a pity because I was thinking I had such great ideas to help people celebrate Valentine's Day and do it raw and healthy. And it was such a bummer, but your idea to talk about it today worked perfectly for me.
Well, you know, Easter is just around the corner, right? And I mean, look at all the junk that's already in the store. So if we can apply these not only to holidays, but just to treats more regularly that are healthy and raw and delicious. For example, I'm a huge fan of raw chocolate. Do you have any recipes or do you have any companies that you really love, Carol?
You know, I love Sacred Chocolate. And the reason I like Sacred Chocolate.
Oh, gosh, me too.
Yeah. Is because their chocolates come in little hearts.
Yeah.
So I thought that was perfect for Valentine's Day, actually. But I also they do the truffles, which can be really very sexy laid out on the table for sure.
Oh, nice. Well, you know what I love about Sacred is they have a milk chocolate. Now, I have milk in quotes. And they just, I don't know if they use the extra cocoa butter, but honest to goodness, I can give it to my daughter and it tastes like really yummy, high quality milk chocolate without the milk. And it still has a nice dark chocolate content. And I mean, all their chocolates are fantastic.
I know. I can't decide which one I like better. But, you know, certainly laid out on a table, those little hearts look really, really nice.
They do. Now, you know, I'm also a big fan of using nuts and things. Have you had any? I forgot the company. I feel bad, but they make this little truffle cake and it's like cashew cream and cacao. And then the little bit of cake part. Is made of almond meal. And I mean, I gave it to my dad and my stepmother when they were visiting from Atlanta. And at first they were like skeptical because I'm like, oh, it's made of nuts. And they're like, what? And they were like, this is like hands down the best dessert ever.
I think Ramio makes it, R-A-W-M-I-O, Ramio.
Ramio, yeah. Are there others that you like, too, that utilize not just chocolate, but other really healthy foods?
You mean, well, you know, here's the thing I was thinking of. You know, a lot of times those things, when you buy them, are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a deterrent to a lot of people from eating raw because they think these desserts and these delicious things are just too expensive. So in one of my books, it was called Easy Sexy Raw. It was my last book. You can probably find it in your library. If not, ask your library to bring it in. And in it, I have several different fabulous desserts that you can make. Well, if you're going to do it for Easter, you can make them in egg shape. But I was thinking these were great heart-shaped type things, too. For example, we have frozen chocolate truffles. And it's as simple as taking, you know, a cup of cashews, a cup of water, a cup of raw cacao, one cup of melted raw coconut oil, and a tablespoon of vanilla extract, and a half a cup of raw honey, and mixing it all together and making your own chocolate. And when you buy it, this, you know, each ingredient separately and put it together yourself, what you're not paying for is somebody else's time to make it. So it becomes that much cheaper.
That is true. I like that. And it's fun to make your own as well. I mean, you could do that with friends or your kids or your, you know, spouse or partner, whoever. And that way you get in there and you really know what you're eating. And that's, you know, what we love to talk about here in Naturally Savvy is really eating clean, knowing your ingredients, knowing where they come from. And that's why it's so great that we're talking about this. I tell you, I wish I had some Sacred chocolate right now.
Oh, I know,
My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Now, what are some other raw treats that you like that don't involve chocolate? Although, I mean, we all love chocolate, although not everybody.
Well, I mean, my sister Christine makes a fabulous little nut ball. And basically, she makes it with a date nut.
Mm.
So what she does, which is so great, it takes a few minutes and it's more refrigeration than it is anything else. So what she does is she takes, again, two cups of, you know, raw almonds or cashews and pistachios. She grinds them up in a food processor with a tablespoon of cinnamon. Then she makes 1.5 cups of pitted dates soaked in filtered water. It makes the dates mushy and more pliable. So she soaks them for 10 minutes, and then she adds to the ground up nuts to the processor with the dates, and she mixes it all together. And then all she does is put it on a pan lined with parchment paper, and she puts it in the refrigerator. Then if she wants to make different kinds, she'll mix, 1 cup of raw chocolate powder or 1 cup raw honey with a splash of water, or she'll spread it over with cinnamon, or she'll roll them in nuts. But, I mean, it's the simplest thing to do. I mean, how many minutes can it take to soak some dates and mush them up, add nuts, and then roll them into balls and put them on a parchment paper?
Oh, exactly. It's interesting. There's a wonderful raw restaurant in my area called Revitalive. And I just bought these. They called it like cookie dough balls. And it was almond flour, coconut oil, cacao, like chunks of cacao, and dates. And it was it really reminded me of cookie dough. It was fantastic. Yet I knew I was eating really good quality food.
Well, the funny thing is my boyfriend loves oatmeal cookies. And to find raw oatmeal
me too.
Is very, very difficult. But you can order it online. It's rolled oat groat. But there's a store around the corner from me. It's called The Juice Press. And they sell raw oatmeal. So I go over there and I get the raw oatmeal. I bring it back. I mix it with nuts and raisins in a big bowl. I put it on the parchment paper that I put into my dehydrator. And I dehydrate them, for a day and over the night. And the next morning, he has oatmeal cookies for breakfast.
Oh, that sounds nice. See, my favorite was always oatmeal chocolate chip. I mean, those were like amazing, but I could easily throw chocolate chips in those.
Yeah, you could change it how you want it. He likes raisins and nuts, so I would make it with raisins and nuts. And they're so good. Even I eat oatmeal that way because I've never eaten oatmeal. I've never liked it, not even as a kid. But oatmeal cookies done this way when they're raw, they're fantastic.
Oh, that is so nice. Now, Carol, when did you first get into the raw way of eating?
Oh, my goodness. It's almost 18 years ago now. I mean, I've lost track. But you know what the thing for me was? Once the doctor started talking to me about how the body works and how food works, the pathology of food in the body, once I was able to eat guilt-free and eat all these amazing things, and even back then, they didn't even have the things that we have today. I remember when I wrote Eating in the Raw in 2005, people were like rolling their eyes at me. What's raw? Yeah. What do you eat? Carrots? I mean, it was crazy. But there's so much you can eat. And there's so much you can eat in the real world as well. I'm not vegan, so you can have tartars and carpaccios. So you can go to any restaurant, Rosala, prosciutto. Or just have your fish seared over a great salad. The only concession I make is I bring my own dressings. I have 50 dressings in Easy Sexy Raw alone for salads. And I bring a little bottle with my dressing. That's the only concession I make that I eat different than other people when I go to a restaurant. Otherwise, I hear everybody give directions on how they want their food, cooked or prepared these days. So, to be raw is not so strange or outrageous anymore. Not like it was when I went raw 17 or 18 years ago. And certainly there's just so much to eat. Just hit raw food on your keyboard in your computer and a whole parallel universe opens up.
It is so true. Well, I highly recommend people check out your book, Easy Sexy Raw, 130 Raw Food Recipes, Tools, and Tips to Make You Feel Gorgeous and Satisfied. You also have Eating in the Raw. You have the Raw 50. My goodness, you made it all happen, Carol. I mean, here we are with all this great information. Well, Carol, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And if you want to learn more, you can follow Carol on Twitter at Model Carol Alt. I am Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Have a great day. Get some raw chocolate and stay well.